Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans are tweaking sweeping spending cuts approved in that massive budget bill.
The measure would claw back billions in funding Congress has already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. It narrowly passed the House last month, and to get it through the Senate, where it's not subject to a filibuster, GOP leaders have agreed to take out a $400 million proposed reduction for global AIDS relief. The bill would still include more than $1 billion in cuts to public radio and TV, and the revised version would have to go back to the House. The bill has to land on the president's desk by Friday, or the law says all the money must be spent.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In Los Angeles, police are investigating a double homicide. The victims include a music producer on the series American Idol and her husband. LAPD was responding to a welfare check and found them in separate locations inside their Encino home. Stocks ending mixed today over a mixed bag of economic data. This is ABC News. In Colorado, opening arguments are underway today for the prominent Colorado dentist accused of poisoning his wife with an ingredient found in over-the-counter eye drops.
In opening statements, prosecutors told jurors Dr. James Craig wanted to start a new life, that he was having an affair and had money problems, so he poisoned his wife's protein smoothie to put that plan into action. But defense attorneys said, well, yes, Craig was a broken man and had been cheating, that police had tunnel vision on him and ignored other evidence.
Because law enforcement looks at this case with blinders, he's been arrested, which means he's also lost his children.
The trial is expected to last weeks. Alex Stone, ABC News.
According to Kids in Car Safety, there have been at least 15 hot car deaths nationwide so far this year. In Texas, there have been 4 hot car deaths in just the past 2 weeks. Now health officials are urging people to never leave their children inside parked cars. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Tonight, mild and muggy with a low of 68. Humid tomorrow with showers and storms on and off midday, high 84. And rain winds down tomorrow night with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy. The winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 89 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services delivered through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers. When Governor Evers signed the new state budget into law, he called it a win for Wisconsin's kids and families. But childcare providers say the support for their industry isn't enough. Parker Olson reports.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's childcare system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program, Child Care Accounts, has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they described just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diney Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways, to parents, to providers, and to systemic fixes. Governor Evers has declared 2025 the year of the kid and said he wouldn't sign a budget that lacked child care funding. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda, raising local taxes to make up for education costs. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire, especially given the way the budget is being sold by the education governor.
And as soon as the schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted. And it's not the politicians, because they don't trust the politicians the way it is.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding. I'm Parker Olson.
A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state lost over 55,000 jobs on the lower end of the pay scale as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the report, the state lost about 55,700 jobs that paid less than $45,000 per year since the height of the pandemic. The most heavily impacted fields include food services, office support positions, and production jobs. Low-paying transportation and shipping jobs did see an increase, and jobs with salaries over $45,000 remained stable. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Andrew C. Iverson has announced that USDA Rural Development is investing a $24 million loan to the city of Baraboo to construct a new central fire station and a smaller satellite station. The funding is through the USDA RD Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program. The CF Direct Loan and Grant Program provides low-interest loan funding to eligible applicants to develop essential community facilities in rural areas. An essential community facility is defined as a facility that provides an essential service to the local community for the orderly development of the community in a primarily rural area and does not include private, commercial, or business undertakings. Eligible borrowers include public entities, community-based nonprofit corporations, and federally recognized tribes. Rural areas include cities, villages, townships, and towns, including federally recognized tribal lands with no more than 20,000 residents, according to the latest U.S. Census data, are eligible for this program. Funds can be used to purchase, construct, and improve essential community facilities, purchase equipment, and pay related project expenses. The current Baraboo Fire Facility was constructed in 1868, with an addition made in 1957. The new facilities will combine the Fire and Emergency Management System District for greater efficiency. It will accommodate the larger staff that is needed due to the increase in calls received. The new facilities will include space for living quarters, staff support areas, and bays. The central fire station will have a training area and the city's emergency operations center. The construction of the central fire center and substation will increase response time in the community and save more lives. Three finalists are revealed for Madison's next police chief. The list announced Friday includes current Madison Interim Police Chief John Patterson, who stepped into the chief's role when previous chief Sean Barnes became Seattle's police chief last February. Also named are Madison Police Captain Stephanie Drescher, who heads training for the department, and Milwaukee Assistant Police Chief Stephen Johnson, who has served as an officer for 18 years, rising to Assistant Chief in 2021. Final interviews with the three candidates are scheduled for next month. A man is in custody for allegedly kidnapping a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy over the weekend. Police say an armed, masked man driving a white Jeep abducted Jamal White at gunpoint Friday night on Milwaukee's northwest side. Doorbell camera video shows the boy riding a bike moments before screams are heard. An Amber Alert was issued, and Jamal was found safe Saturday evening, about 6 miles from where he was taken. A 25-year-old man connected to the case was arrested. Charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office. What led to the abduction remains unclear. The National High School Rodeo Finals are underway in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Monday's go-round results in bareback riding, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 25th with a score of 65. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta placed 36th with a time of 17.896. Sage Kite of Oxford placed 61st with a time of 18.236. And Hadley Alderson of Onalaska placed 98th with a time of 19.416. In boys cutting, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 25th with a score of 198. In girls cutting, Lainey Lund of Lime Springs, Iowa placed 42nd with a score of 198. In goat tying, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 33rd with a time of 8.88. Kaylin Ollendick of Camp Douglas tied for 51st with a time of 11.08. And Brinley Hoffman of Townsend placed 65th with a time of 13.99. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 27th with a time of 21.165. Maddie McBride of Holman placed 33rd with a time of 21.271. And Kaylin Ollendick placed 60th with a time of 21.991. In rain cow horse, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 41st with a score of 255.5. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 10th with a score of 71. In steer wrestling, Toy Regets of Cassville placed 30th with a time of 23.87. And in tie-down roping, Kyan Nelson of Toma placed 27th with a time of 13.33. Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 33rd with a time of 14.18. And Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed 47th with a time of 16.32. The National High School Rodeo Finals run through Saturday. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Rural Road Safety Awareness Week. In an executive order signed Monday, Governor Evers announced post-crash care, big league safety as the theme for this year's Road Safety Week. The proclamation is meant to encourage residents to travel safely and highlight the importance of having access to emergency response services in the event of a crash. The executive order also noted that about 19,000 crashes occur on the state's nearly 10,000 miles of rural highways each year.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John W. Popp, age 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or charity of your choice. John W. Popp, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your home garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Memorials may be directed to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Hospital. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service this evening from now until 7. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg, died yesterday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Last Saturday, July 12th, was National Kitten Day. And yes, the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society does have many adorable kittens available for adoption. But it also has lots of older, more mature cats as well. Each one with a look and a personality all its own. And every single cat or kitten is waiting to be adopted by a family or individual with love to give. OMHS invites you to check out its Facebook page for up-to-date pictures and descriptions of the many delightful cats and kittens currently available for adoption. Or better yet, meet all the cats and kittens in person at OMHS Adoption Center by appointment only by calling 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a partly sunny, summery, hot, and humid day today, huh? Hit highs of about 87 degrees across the area. Winds are out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour, pumping in that muggy air. It's not going anywhere as we go through tonight. Mild and sticky, lows only fall to the upper 60s. Winds will barely be moving, so patchy fog is possible early in the morning. Then by the afternoon, showers and storms. They'll be on and off throughout the day, midday, into the early evening. Rain will wind down by night. Highs slide a touch cooler to the mid-80s, then overnight, upper 50s. And as the system kicks on out of here and moves off to the east, we're going to see a high-pressure system moving in, so it'll start to clear our clouds on Thursday, so more clouds to start, more sunshine to end the day. And heads up, it's going to be quite cool for July. Highs Thursday, only in the low 70s. We stay refreshing and partly sunny for Friday, too. Highs in the mid-70s. Then we climb back to the 80s, low 80s, Saturday and Sunday. So if you've got plans for the weekend, here's what's going on. Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm. It's the wet day of the week and the darker one. More sunshine peeks back out for Sunday. It'll be partly sunny, but the downside, a bit more muggy. But at least you'll be able to get that grass cut. As we move into Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 80s, and a slight chance of a shower. It does look like an active week next week, with waves of showers and storms expected quite often. And with the heavy rain possible tomorrow, we could get another quick 1 to 2 inches, which could create some flash flooding problems. Not to mention tomorrow, some storms could be severe. A tornado is possible and damaging high wind gusts, plus hail, especially early. So stay weather savvy and stay safe. And don't forget the umbrella. I hope your Tuesday has been terrific and you have a wonderful rest of your week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 89 degrees after a high today of 90 and a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 89 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1988 is 100 degrees with a record low of 40 that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:36. Winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 89 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Church League softball action is going on this evening, and at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond, it will be Free Methodist versus St. Mary's Church of the Nazarene. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, let me rephrase that again. On the East Diamond at 7 p.m., it will be Free Methodist versus St. Mary's Church, St. Mary's, and then Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:15, Church of the Nazarene will go up against Richland Baptist Temple 1. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond, it will be at 7 o'clock, Grace Community versus Richland Baptist Temple 2. The Knights of Columbus will umpire. And then also at 8:15, it will be Boscobel Assembly of God versus Knights of Columbus, Graceful Umpire. The Mission will have a bye. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's webpage at rcchurchleague.com. National League All-Star Manager Dave Roberts said including Milwaukee's rookie right-hander Jacob Mizorowski on his team was an easy answer despite complaints from some players over his inclusion after just five big league appearances. Mizorowski has pitched in only five games, a record low for an All-Star, creating a debate between those who say the game is for the most deserving players and those who say the game is for the fans. The 23-year-old created an instant stir when he threw a 100.5-mile-per-hour fastball for his first pitch in the big leagues. Although the decision to include the Mizorowski has been met with criticism, not everyone is against the idea. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge says he's excited. He calls the hard-throwing Mizorowski a special talent and predicts the rookie will do something special in this league for quite a long time. Sports Illustrated reports the record-setting slugger sees potential for greatness in the Milwaukee pitcher. Mizorowski will be pitching in the seventh inning of tonight's All-Star game in Atlanta. First pitch will be at 7. Chief of Staff Mark Vanda Wettering has been named the general manager of the University of Wisconsin basketball program. Vanda Wettering has been chief of staff. As part of his new job, Vanda Wettering will work with head coach Greg Gard on recruiting, roster management, player personnel, and revenue sharing strategies. He will also handle non-conference scheduling. Gard made the official announcement yesterday. Head coach Luke Fickell needs a good one-loss record to establish his Badgers football program, but that might not be easy. Pro Football Focus has published its data-driven power rankings of all 131 college football teams. The result, no team has a more difficult schedule than Wisconsin. PFF projects Fickell's team to win just five games this season. The Badgers will face four of the website's top 12 teams and two Big Ten conference opponents. Ohio State and Oregon are ranked number one and number two. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance and Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December of 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities as MLB also tries to deal with declining revenue from regional sports networks. Teams like the Dodgers and Mets have pushed payrolls to record levels, highlighting disparity. Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expires in December of 2026, and past negotiations have led to 9 work stoppages. Major League Baseball is testing automated ball strike systems in the All-Star game for the first time. The system used in some minor leagues since 2019 allows teams 2 challenges per game, retaining them if successful. All-Star starter Tarik Skubal of Detroit and Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh says pitchers often think everything is a strike. Clayton Kershaw believes the system works if it's adjusted for players' height, which it does. During spring training tests, teams won 52.2% of challenges. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
There's a lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get ready, Richland Center. The Farmer's Market is back tomorrow on the big grassy lot at the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right between Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. They open promptly at 1:30 and go until 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. No early sales. Here's just a taste of what you may find. Rhubarb, zucchini, salad greens, microgreens, mushrooms, fresh herbs, baked goods, jams, breads, cookies, meat to order, flowers, honey, maple syrup. Whew! And so much more. Michael Johnson returns on the 16th with great live music, pop, rock, and folk favorites. They accept food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards. And thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, you'll get bonus bucks every week, up to $10 extra for fresh produce and herbs. Kids ages 4 to 17 can join the Youth Food Token Program. If you bring a boomerang bag, you'll get a coupon to spend at the market. All thanks to great local sponsors. Need help arranging a pickup? Call market manager at 213-3374. It's happening tomorrow, the Richland Center Farmers Market. Fresh, local, and community strong. See you there, rain or shine.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Cattle and corn are higher Tuesday. Soybeans finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. 70% of the crop is rated good to excellent, up 4 points on the week, and near-term crop weather remains generally favorable. The NOPA member crush numbers for June were bullish. August beans were down 6 at 9.95. September was 6 lower at 9.87 and a quarter. August soybean meal was $2.40 lower at $2.65.30. August soybean oil was 39 points higher at $54.56. Corn was up, 74% of the crops good to excellent, unchanged, with development holding just ahead of average nationally. Still, there's no real correlation between crop rating and size, and there's a long way to go until this crop is fully made. September was 1.25 higher at 401.25. December was up 1.75 at 419.75. And wheat was mixed, mostly lower. The winter wheat harvest is more than 60% complete, and 54% of spring wheat's good to excellent, 4 points higher than last week. Medium-term forecasts have more rain in parts of the northwestern U.S. plains. September Chicago was down 3.5 at 538. September Kansas City was up 3/4 at 523.75. September Minneapolis was down 2.5 at 601.25. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher and oversold signals in the higher midday move in the box beef cutout values. August live was 305 higher at 222.40, and October was up 250 at 219.27. August feeders were 280 higher at 322.27. September was up 280 at 322.37. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. August was up 70 at 103.92. October was down 20 at 87.47. Catelyn Havikin has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Cattle country continued to be sluggish on Tuesday with just a few early asking prices of $232 plus in the south. No asking prices reported in the north. Bids remain very elusive and significant trade volume could be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed mixed with choice 63 cents higher at $377.70 and select $2 lower at $362.58. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. Cash hogs closed higher. The cash market has been quiet to start the week, but demand could be picking up. Buyers are trying to meet near-term needs after the slow start to the week and avoid paying even more later this week. Barrows and gilts, the National Daily Direct, closed $3.02 higher with a base range of 98 to 116.50, with a weighted average price of 112.60. Pork values closed 17 cents lower at 114.02. Hams and bellies were higher. Loins, butts, picnics, and ribs were lower. An estimated hog slaughter was 474,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down 6,000 on the year. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The co-founder of AgMarket.net says farmers with bins full of old crop are running out of time. Matt Bennett, who also farms in central Illinois, tells Brownfield,
a lot of folks have been waiting on that summer weather market, and it's just never come to pass. This is really the third year in a row. We just have not been able to get this market to shake loose and give us some excitement.
More news is next.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Peanut on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All producers in the upper Midwest are encouraged by strong beef prices and beneficial weather. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports from the Minnesota Cattlemen's Summer Beef Tour.
Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Caitlin Root calls the cattle market wild.
You talk to cattle producers that have been in this business for
30, 40 years, they never thought they'd see something like this. So people are taking advantage of this and trying to improve their operations and build as much as they can during these really good times.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson tells Brownfield the tour provides a great opportunity to gather feedback from farmers.
Meat processing, getting just regular hay put up, great alfalfa crop. It's kind of good to hear all those type of things.
In Little Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The U.S. Justice Department says California's egg regulations violate the Constitution and have contributed to higher egg prices. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The Wisconsin legislature funded a nitrogen optimization pilot program, helping farmers learn what their farms use and how they could potentially save money on fertilizer costs while at the same time protecting water quality. Matt Ruark with the University of Wisconsin leads the consulting team, and we'll get an update on the program next on today's Managing for Profit.
Mastitis is one of the top challenges for dairy producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says a holistic approach offers utter health solutions for farmers.
It integrates three aspects: protection, early detection, and targeted treatment. If we think of protection, we're talking about specifically our J5 vaccine or internal teat sealants. With early detection, the monitoring technology provides that capacity. And when we say targeted treatment, we're really targeting both lactational therapy, dry cow therapy, and animals that may need some support with our biopharma product, Poron Nonsteroidal Anti-Inflammatory. This approach allows us to reduce mastitis cases, lower the overall treatment cost, and improve milk quality.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best M-Power approach to keep your cows productive.
Ruark joins us from the University of Wisconsin. Nitrogen optimization, the program continues. Where are you at this stage?
We are now into year three of on-farm trials. Now, keep in mind, now each year funds 2 years. So really, we're going to have 6 years worth of data over this time period. But we just started our third year. It's all farmer fields, right? These are all farmer-led grants. The farmers have the ideas, and we're here to help them make sure that the trials they set up are going to be good and high quality.
What types of things are the farmers doing in these trials?
Lots of different things, right? So one of the most popular one is just straight up evaluate what their optimum nitrogen rate is, you know, and they can compare that to what their standard rate is, or actually how much could they potentially be cutting back. A lot of other things are testing products. There's a lot of products out there that claim, hey, if you use this product, you can cut back on your nitrogen. Is that true? So a lot of trials with that as well.
So far, any early results on these?
Tons of results, right? But everything is its own individual study, right? So we're slowly cranking through all of these farmer reports, a lot of really interesting results. This has really been a great program to really explore more nitrogen management practices out across the state.
Now, this started as a pilot program and the state legislature funded it again.
My program, we get a small amount. We're really just the consultants on these projects. The most of the money goes to the farmers.
University has the fertilizer guidelines. This new data, is it already showing you things that need some significant change, or have you been pretty close all along?
Ooh, now that's a good question. Okay, so what we want to do is now that we're in after this third year, once we get this yield in from our third year, now we're going to have close to about 100 new site years of end response data. So we're holding back a little bit, but what we're going to do is we want to look at this data in aggregate all together, right? Any individual one study is interesting. We learn a lot from it, and it's a really important value to the farmer. But the real value for like the big picture is to combine all this data together and analyze it together. And so we've started some of that process, and all of those practices that they're doing also get built in. So we can figure out, hey, does using a cover crop matter or not? Does the type of tillage practice you use matter or not when it comes to these big changes that we might be looking at? How much nitrogen do you need? Can you get away with less nitrogen if you no-till? Now we're really going to be able to have the data sets. We'll be able to discover that.
That's Matt Ruark from the University of Wisconsin, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
Feel it in your heart. Take new time to start.
Featuring Albert Castilla with Shine. Sorry, I goofed that up. But anyways, good evening. Tim Theodier, and I will be here till 8 o'clock this evening playing some great music for your entertainment. Hoping you're having a great Tuesday. Right now, it's partly cloudy out there and 88 degrees. That heat index, though, is at 93 degrees. So that ain't too bad, only 5-degree difference. But it's still hot out there, a little bit muggy, so be sure you keep yourself hydrated and put on that sunscreen. But no, 88 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, and the winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour. Our time is 5:48, but hopefully your Tuesday has been going well. Tuesday is just kind of one of those odd days of the week. There's nothing really, in my opinion, sticks out. You know, you got hump day on Wednesday. Thursday is getting closer to the weekend, and usually it's throwback Thursday, and then Friday's the weekend. But anyways, but still, Tuesday is a good day. It turned out to be pretty good for a lot of people today, I'm sure, hopefully. And just wanted to let you know that the Muscadet Utility Department will be flushing hydrants tomorrow and Thursday. During the flushing process, you may experience temporary water discoloration or pressure drop. This is a normal and expected occurrence. If you notice any discoloration in your water, it is recommended to turn on the faucet and let it run for a few minutes until the water is clear. For any questions or concerns related to the hydrant flushing process, contact the office at 608-739-3182. And I want to correct myself on that. That actually started today. So it's today through Thursday is what they're going to be flushing those hydrants. And the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County will be offering a free dementia caregiver support group. Monthly meetings will be held the third Wednesday of the month, so that'll be held tomorrow from 3 to 4 at the Hillsborough Public Library Community Room. The first meeting is tomorrow. This support group is open to friends and family who care about someone living with dementia. To learn more, call Teresa at the ADRC of Vernon County at 608-637-5201.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We are located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in Nicos Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
Buffy sticker on a beat up suitcase. Aviators hiding me from the sun. Old habits getting me down the highway. It takes two when it used to take one. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. Tennessee whiskey try to hold on too tight. It's every soda try to settle me down. I found a gig on the water that I like. Stop watching planes leaving town. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, when you know, you know. If I know me, she'll be my next right turn. But I'll take a left just to see where it goes. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. This heart ain't easy to love. Drunk.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night,
arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Twice as much on Saturdays. Round the clock, my love don't stop. It just keeps piling new good. Get it on up, that's a fool I love. And every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done, cause I'm loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, that's when the loving really starts. Get it on up, that's a fool I love.
We'll be right back. bottle of wood.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Massachusetts, the investigation continuing into the deadly blaze at an assisted living facility in Fall River, south of Boston, killing 9 and injuring 30 others. ABC's Marcus Moore is on scene.
Some residents criticizing the staff's initial response to the incident.
They didn't knock on one door. They just ran out in the parking lot and started, a resident had to call 911.
Firefighters racing to Gabriel House in Fall River